Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We had it all.
This is what we needed. Thank you, just Birdie. Like can we let it drink in for a minute? I know we have a busy 9 o'clock hour. A
lot of live reads. The surprises I was talking about is more liveries than we've ever had in an hour before.
Here's looking at you, kid. That's when I see you running point and doing it flawlessly, I think to myself, here's looking at you, kid.
What's that from? Wasn't that from a specific movie, though?
Casablanca, I believe.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah. Huh? Good one. Yeah.
I've never seen
Bogart
that movie.
To Lauren Bacall. Here's looking at you,
kid. This song is about Bogey and Bacall.
I've seen parts of that movie, but I've never seen the entirety.
You know, as the nor'easter blows in here in the studio and we go from 75 degrees to low 30s, it hits me that ski season is here, fellas.
Sure.
And where do you go around here if you want to do some skiing, snowboarding, tubing?
The place you're about to tell
us about.
You
go to Hidden Valley. And Hidden Valley, it's open now, and they've got this big sale going from midnight Thanksgiving until midnight Monday. That'd be the 24th to the 28th. They got Black Friday through Cyber Monday online sale. You hit their website at HiddenValleySki.com, and you can get a $60 value for just $50. You purchase an adult day session or a three-hour tubing session, you purchase a $50 gift card, and you get a $10 bonus for $60. Now, the numbers are limited, so you got to hurry up. It's a first-come, first-served basis. Again, you got to do that on their website, HiddenValleySki.com. Hidden Valley is a great time. If you're just trying to get ready for your trip out to Colorado, if you've never skied before, or if you're an accomplished skier, they can handle you anything. They got skiing, snowboarding, tubing, great adventure for any size group. Check them out, HiddenValleySki.com. One of the new sponsors, Hidden Valley, if you've never been there as a St. Louis, it is a fantastic place to go.
I've never been, but that live read makes me want to go.
Sold it.
It's out in Wildwood. It's located off Highway 44 and Exit 264. If you have a kid, if you've never been skiing, it's a great place to learn how to do that. Or again, if you're good, there are some of the hills that are challenging enough that it's good for all levels.
Will you go with me when I take Tyler and try to teach him? Will you go?
Probably not. That would probably be a father-son thing.
Are you a veteran of the slopes?
No. I've been a few times. I've been to Hidden Valley 4 or 5 times. Been to Colorado twice skiing.
They got a nice lodge there where you can go have some cocoa?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
All right. I'm in. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. I haven't skied, though, since the year 2000.
It's kind of terrifying when you first start, and until you learn how to stop, you go, this isn't fun. I'm going to kill myself. And then you get the nerve to learn how to stop, and you go, okay, now I can handle anything because I can stop.
I haven't been since high school when I was, I went with some high school friends, and they thought it'd be funny to take me up. We were in Killington, Vermont, and they took me up to the most dangerous, highest place to ski from.
The Black Slopes.
Me and the other guy who never skied before, and took us a while to get down, but we did it without killing ourselves.
I can't do it. I don't know. I mean, I'm a very good water skier. I can slalom. But I thought, well, if I can water ski, I can snow ski. So a bunch of us went to Vail, and I was excited. I got on the slopes, and you would have thought I was, well, I was a beginner. I couldn't even get down the hill. I kept falling. I said, I can water ski.
Water skiing is a different.
Well, I found that out. Yeah. This last time, I just spent my entire weekend in the lodge.
I'm surprised you would have had trouble with it.
I did. I couldn't. Make the turns.
You got to take a few runs before you're able to do it a little bit. You're not going to be great at your first time down.
No,
the hill.
Not great.
You got to go up and down. You got to fall a few times. Maybe intentionally run into a tree to stop your momentum. I did.
I think it's about stopping until you learn to make that big, you know, that kind of like the hockey stop. Until you do that, you're terrified and you're just never going to be any good.
What happens?
You start going side to side,
and you're like, I got this. And all of a sudden, you get momentum build up a little too much, and then you're scared. So you either intentionally wipe out or aim yourself into a tree.
Try to go uphill. No, don't aim for the tree.
You have to be able to do that with the skis and slalom. You're just leaning backwards, you know, where you're not doing it. If you lean backwards where you're snow skiing, you're on your ass. So it was a little different, but I had fun that weekend. But that's the last time I snow skied. Never again. I don't want to learn.
Dan and
O'Fallon. I'll go out to Hidden Valley and just sit around and drink cocoa.
Dan and O'Fallon suspended, please, Doug, if you don't mind. Sorry.
Why?
Charlie.
For Llewellyn's, but also for his dastardly text, which I'm sure was bad, but I didn't see it.
It's right in front of you.
Dan and O'Fallon, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and your name, even as we speak, has gone into the leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension log. You'll
Now, I know I'm bad at reading the text line. I admit
I'm trying to help today.
No, I know.
You but haven't read any either, Kat. You're just suspending people without reading them.
No, I just read the one about the tuna crisper.
Okay, yes. There you go.
I do feel bad about it, truthfully. I think what would be a good idea is if we had, like, we should have an intern whose job is to go through the text line every time there's a really good one, a funny one, or an interesting one, then they kind of either bring it out on a piece of paper or maybe text us, and then we can just see the good ones.
You mean
and
just when you're hosting? Because Tim's pretty good at reading them.
Well, I don't like reading.
Oh.
I mean, if you think it's cool to see pictures like that, and that's interesting and mature, then you can agree with that. I don't.
Why would people send
Santa
us that
Claus
picture?
Getting?
Why would you even? Getting taken why would you even?
Because I want people to know the type of things that are texted in.
We just suspended the gentleman,
and which is why I never read the text line.
My question is, why would you send that to us? What are we supposed to do with that?
Because they have like a 12-year-old's sense of humor.
Unnamed says they find ski boots to be very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Legitimate point.
Yeah.
It's like cement blocks that hurt on your feet.
That's another thing.
The first time I ever went, I was told, now the boots need to be tight. They got to be tight. So I said, okay. So I got a pair of boots that were a little too tight. And the whole time I'm trying to do it, I'm thinking, man, my feet hurt. And we got done, and I took the boots off, and it had peeled both of my big toenails off.
Oh.
It had peeled them off. Oh, it was painful. Oh, that hurt. Ah.
They did grow back, right?
Oh, they did.
All right.
They
did. So you just had two flesh toes.
They literally pulled them right off the toe proper.
Oh.
I don't think that's supposed to happen, are they?
No, it wasn't. Boots were too tight.
That's another thing. Water skiing, you're barefoot, and
yeah, you don't
it's
have
nice and warm, and you cool off in the water, and snow skiing, you're freezing, and the boots are too heavy.
But sometimes sharks will chase you and try to eat you.
Not in most of the lakes.
If you fall.
I've never...
I don't think you'd want to water ski in the ocean.
I did when I lived in Bermuda, but there weren't any sharks out there.
In the ocean?
Yeah, and then a lot
of
times,
the waves and everything?
Poisonous snakes in lakes are attracted to skiers.
Moccasins.
They'll come and try to bite you as you're skiing.
Haven't had that problem either.
All right. I hate to do this, but I have to because we talked about it earlier and I got a tweet about it and I looked it up. And in 2011, Michelle Obama and Jill Biden were both booed at a NASCAR race. They were there to honor veterans. So it does happen on both sides.
Oh, we knew it happened.
That's all I want to say.
And I never said I have a problem with
I know. I just want to say, every time I've said this, I'm saying these things happen on both sides. That's all I want to say. Let's get to the exit poll. It doesn't have a open, but it's a nice little kind of weak starting exit poll. And the first question is this. If you could travel 50 years into the future or 50 years into the past, which would you pick and why?
Okay. This is easy for me. I would rather travel 50 years into the future, and it's going to seem, oh, there's Kat. I could take a peek at my son and see how he's doing.
I like that.
But you're not going to be alive.
But I said I could travel in the future.
Did you hear the question, Doug?
Yeah, I heard it. But I'm saying if you or I travel in the future, we won't be here. We'll be dead.
That's the point. I can keep an eye. I could just see how my son's doing. He'll be around.
Oh, my God, Doug. It's a poll question. Just answer it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be... Am I
missing the question? Or was
I agree with your take. And I like what you said about that.
Okay.
But I hope you're still alive, then. People are living a lot longer these days.
Oh, come on. You think he's going to live to be 105?
I believe he could. 50 years from now, I'll still be saying how I think the Cardinals are going to win the World Series.
You know.
I'll just say it like this, hey?
You'd be lucky to say it anyway. I'll say 50 years in the past, because then I would be a little kid again, and then I could lead my life again, and I could bet every dime I had on Seattle SLU and then Secretariat, and then I could buy stock in Microsoft and Apple, and then by the time I got to my age now, I'd be a billionaire.
Like the sports almanac that Biff had.
I would like to live over again.
You don't like the way your lot has turned out?
No, I'm just saying I would like to do it again.
Yeah.
With more knowledge.
Yeah.
But Charlie didn't say you'd get the knowledge.
Or just again. I could live the same life again, and I'd rather do that than, you know, the limited years I have left.
But don't you feel like you have a healthy and prosperous afterlife coming?
I'm not sure.
Down the road?
Not sure. Not sure about that. I hope. I'm not sure.
I would hope that 50 years from now, I'll still be alive, hopefully at about the age of 84. So I'm gonna go ahead and go back in time just because I'm banking on the fact that I'll still be alive 50 years from now and just kind of see how things were going back in the day. How about that, Kat?
How about if you're alive 50 years from now, you'll be how old?
84.
84. Can you take your tired old bones, get out there, and just check in on Tyler?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Now, going back in time, are you able to change things, like invent things that, you know, Apple, Intel, things like that?
What if also you just, knowing all the songs for the past 50 years, you could go back in time and write every hit song that's ever been sung?
Let me just invent Facebook and you're good. You know, one, I mean,
I don't know how
to code. Still got to be smart enough to invent it.
I would agree, but the idea is half the battle. I mean, if you give somebody smart an idea and you split it with them 50-50, you let them
or
do 90, all the work 10. And your idea, you're profiting, you know, billions.
What area code is 660, please?
I don't know.
Because there's some vile Photoshops going on, Doug.
Why don't you look it up, see if we can trace this guy?
Let's find him.
I would like to go ahead 50 years because at the age of 90, I think Timmy will still be running 590. And I would like to see how powerful the station, how it's emerged in the last 50 years. So I'd like to go in time 50 years and
that's
see what...
That's pretty much of a lemming. Lemming answer.
See how 590
is. This is kind of weird because I said I want to check on my son and you want to check on Timmy's empire. So in a sense, Timmy is your son.
Well, I would have had to have Timmy when I was like 10.
Hey, question number two.
What area code?
660 is the Sedalia area.
Sedalia, Missouri.
Sedalia, Western Missouri.
There is a very vile guy there.
Wasn't Kim Anderson from Sedalia?
I believe so.
I don't think this is him.
Is Ben Fred? Is Ben Fred from that area? Oh, look at that. Sea Monster says thumbs up. It could be Ben Fred.
You think it's Ben Fred?
Trying to ruin our show?
Why? Just because his hasn't started yet?
Yeah.
Do you think he's trying to derail this show to try to get the numbers boosted for his show?
Well, I don't think it's been on yet.
Oh, it's coming soon?
Yeah, it's still in the works.
All right, here's a good question. Number two. Who is your favorite sports couple? Your favorite sports couple. Now, Sea Monster, is this like two sports people that are
just
married?
Just take it any direction.
Or is this like, no, could this be like Tom Brady, a quarterback married to Giselle? What are we talking here?
My definition, you would only need one person to be sports related in the couple.
So like Tom Brady and Giselle would work.
Yes, I think that would
work. All right, then I'm going to go with mine. And sure, I'm a rights holder, but my favorite sports couple is Dan and Al.
I like it. Hot shots.
They're not a couple.
They're a couple of broadcasters.
But you're implying there's something else going on.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that it's Dan and Al. They've been doing the game for years. They're a couple of broadcasters. I think
they didn't say who's your favorite broadcasting team.
Dan and Al is my answer.
That's a bad answer. That would have been a decent answer if the question had been, who are the best Cardinal announcers?
You don't like Ricky Horton.
I think they're fine, but it was your answer, not mine.
But, boy, you are full of hate.
You really are.
You hate Ricky?
Well, just answer the question.
If you have hate in your heart, let it out.
See, because if Kat's going to go that way, then I'm going to say Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski.
And why wouldn't you?
Not a couple. But...
They're not a couple, so let's pay no attention to the question, I guess.
So, Doug, what's your answer?
Just pay no attention to the question. I'll say Kurt and Brenda Warner.
Good answer.
Kurt was one of my favorite, maybe my favorite NFL player of all time, and they do an awful lot of good things.
They do. It's a good answer. We just went a different direction.
My answer is the two people that work at Basili Landscaping and Lawn Care Services.
What do they have to do with sports?
The two people that work there.
Am I the only one that's going to answer this question on this whole dais?
They have both. Don't say dais.
I shouldn't have.
They have both commercial and residential customers. Whether you want your entire property landscaped or you're looking to add that special design feature you've always wanted, the professionals at Basili can help. They're a fully licensed and insured company, and all of the work done by Basili Landscaping and Lawn Care is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out www.basililandscaping.com to find out how you can get a free estimate. Our friends at Basili look forward to enhancing the value of your property. Basili Landscaping and Lawn Care. They take pride in the creation and maintenance of your outdoor living spaces. My answer, though, about the sports, I don't even know if they were ever married. Remember about 4 or 5 years ago? Wasn't Greg Norman, were they dating Chris
He was married
Everett?
To Chris Everett.
I thought that was a cool
power couple
of sports greats, you know, from the 80s that were, I'm guessing, what are they, about 50 probably?
I think she dumped him, now.
Yeah, she did.
But still,
they're over 60.
For that time, I thought it was cool to see Greg Norman doing well and to see Chris Everett there watching him golf and think about how great they were back in the day.
Mine is biased, but I still think they are a great couple. They have a good time together. Obviously, Olivia Munn, Aaron Rodgers.
Look what she's done to him, Plowsy.
Yeah.
Can't win a football game now. He's a different quarterback.
And then the story of his family, and now people are saying Olivia Munn is telling him not to talk to itches. crazy.
Yeah, I did read that where they say his family life is bothering him, and maybe that's why he hadn't had the same season.
It's very alarming. People are quick to judge and say that it's his fault. I don't know the story, if the family is hard up for money and just annoy him about that, or if it's just during the season you don't have a lot of contact with the family. That story was pretty crazy, though, if you read about him not talking to his family or no contact.
Yeah.
Sent back Christmas gifts. So there's something internally that we don't know about. So yeah. I wouldn't blame it on her, Doug.
And you heard about that if you watched The Bachelor with his brother who said that. So you're wondering maybe that's just those two, that they have some type of sibling rivalry. But then when you read that article, it seems like he's totally ostracized, Aaron Rodgers is, from his entire family.
And when he had the hometown date on The Bachelor, he seemed just fine with the rest of the family. It was Aaron who wasn't with the rest of the family.
And I called Jordan out and thought that was just a publicity play. But actually, the story, it justifies some of the things he was talking about.
What about the double check discount? You think that had a negative impact?
I think that's ran its course, but
I'll go tennis too, tying into Charlie. By the way, if my apartment manager Maggie is listening, will you please call Basili and get my garden done?
You kind of sniped at her right there.
I go back a ways, but Jimmy Connors and Patty McGuire.
Oh yeah,
former St. Louisan, Playboy. Been together forever. You didn't think that would last.
Are they still together?
They are. Yes, still together.
She was like Playmate of the Year 1 year.
She was St. Louis. I think she was a waitress in St. Louis at some bar or restaurant, and then Jimmy Connors married her, and they've lived happily ever after. A few kids.
He was married to Chris Everett too, wasn't he?
I don't think they ever got married. They were dating.
You also have Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi.
Yeah, sure you do.
They still together?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
How about Nomah and Mia Hamm?
Yeah, I thought of them.
You're picking some good ones, Charlie.
But
how about Ray Knight and
Nancy Lopez?
Nancy Lopez. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, nice one.
But not as good as Dan and Al.
How about Misty May Traynor and former Rangers backup catcher, something Traynor?
Was it Matt? Sure, the
Matt Traynor.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the Traynors.
How about question number three?
Well, before I get to question number three, I want to tell you about DraftKings. Seriously, though, my fantasy football season, I'm horrible in this league. I've usually done well in it, and now I'm so bad. I think I've lost 7 straight weeks, and I'm out of it, so I'm not paying as much attention. But this is why you need to go to DraftKings, because if your team for the year sucks, like mine does, you can go and still have fun with the daily, with the weekly leagues at DraftKings every Sunday. Just go there, make your team on the fan page. They have a league for 300 people to go there. Use code quarterback at DraftKings.com now and play free with your first deposit. That's quarterback to play free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend. Get to DraftKings.com now. DraftKings.com, eligibility restrictions may apply. See site for details. I think I'm going to start that back up because, again, I've now given up on my year-long team, and I still want to have fun with fantasy football, so DraftKings is the way to do it. Doug, your team's pretty good still, right?
Hanging in there, yeah. I think I'm in third place. 7-3, about to go 8-3, so it hadn't been a bad year.
I'll just say this for about 30 seconds. My team was 3-1. Yeah. I was in second place in the league.
Computer glitch?
I put up 200 points in the fourth week and beat my opponent by 100 points. I'm thinking my team's going to be good this year.
Then the Electoral College got you.
Then the Electoral College, all these hidden votes coming from Russia and from different people sniping me. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, I've lost 7 weeks in a row, including 3 times by 1 point. 3 different times in my 7-game losing streak, I have lost by about 1 point.
Really? It's those George Soros-owned voting machines.
Correct.
Shane, you try to pick up one player, and instead it switches you to picking up another guy, and he's not very good.
I will say this. You know how we all joke, like, you leave the guy on the bench, and he goes off. You put the guy in, and he sucks. Every decision I've made this year in fantasy football has been wrong. Literally every single thing I've done has not worked. Every time I put a player on waivers, he now becomes one of the best players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I put in is horrible. And I've had
runs
a lot of
parallel to your vote for the presidential election.
Sounds like you're not a personnel guy to me.
This year I'm not. Question number three. What is the most delicious type of cheese?
All right, the debate is over on this, okay? The debate, there's no debate. It's sharp cheddar.
Wow.
And that's done.
No, there's scientific.
Hold on.
Other people have different taste buds.
Have you read the research?
Well, it's biased, though.
Find a website that likes sharp cheddar cheese and read the stats off there.
That's biased.
It'd be easy to find one that likes it.
That's biased.
Goat's milk, no. Hands down, goat's milk cheese.
Now, why hands down? I thought there was
the debate
open
is
and
over.
Shut
yeah.
with the sharp cheddar.
Well, I'm saying hands down for me. It's an opinion.
No.
It can't be wrong.
No, like, there's no opinions anymore. This is the way it is when he's going to find a website. And
I like sharp cheddar. I have some in my refrigerator. When I do a cheeseburger, I always use sharp cheddar. That's when I make a salad, I always have sharp cheddar in there.
But you prefer goat tripe.
Goat's milk. Well, goat's milk is very expensive. I'm not throwing it in a salad.
Iggy, if I were in the audience and you were starring in the community production of West Side Story, and knowing my take on sharp cheddar, would you lecture me if I were in the audience?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, thanks.
That's your opinion. You can like whatever cheese you want.
And the cheese debate is interesting.
Booing is fine.
It all depends on how you use it. For a burger or for a sandwich, I like pepper jack.
Damn.
But if I'm eating straight cheese, just cold, the Munster cheese is very underrated.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think those two, pepper jack and Munster.
Doug, what did
don't
you
sleep
say?
On the Gouda.
What
do
you love
say?
Gouda.
I would say just a Kraft single slice of American cheese.
It's not even real cheese.
Oh, that's fine. That's good by me.
But you're being serious, aren't you?
Yeah, I like
this
that.
Is why he's,
no, I'm serious.
We've discussed
he's
this
not
before.
Joking.
That's
yep.
what he likes. Uh-huh. And that's led me to the whole, I'll just have a tap water and a grain of rice.
Well, let me tell you what I would do.
Simple guy.
If you got in the stands of my play and you stood up for sharp cheddar, I would stand up there on stage and say, excuse me, sir, myself and we the people on this stage.
Would you read a note?
Yes,
off a speech?
I would. Okay. I'd say we represent the other cheeses that feel that we have been ostracized by you and your thoughts. So because of that, I'm going to say Colby Jack. Respectfully.
And you know what I would say? I would say, well, I guess that's cheese democracy. That's the sound of cheese democracy.
Mm-hmm. All depends if Aaron Burr likes it or not.
Hey, make America great again. Get it?
Grated cheese?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
Is that G-R-A-T-E?
G-R-A-T-E-O.
Yeah. You know, this show has come full circle. Sure, we're at loggerheads earlier over politics, but cheese has brought us together.
As it should. As it should.
With its sticky properties.
We all had different answers, and I bet we leave here today as friends. So,
oh, of course.
Something to ponder.
I used to love a big cheeseburger, big greasy cheeseburger, cheese dripping off there, and now I can't, it's so fattening, I can't make myself
but
eat it.
But you still
anymore.
Want it. I do.
I want it badly. But I haven't had one in like a year or more.
I'll do a live read, not for any particular company.
Oh, because we need more.
No, yeah. Blue City Deli. I have this go-to sandwich. That
they got
place,
a cheeseburger over there, Plums?
No, it's pulled chicken is kind of what I like from there.
Oh, that'd
that
be better,
place
yeah.
is, could not be. The ambiance, you know, you wait in line, but it's a short line. I have to give a free plug. Blue City Deli is like my place. Love it.
Well, I want to give a non-free plug, and that's to Matthew Ehrenreich, one of my favorites. This guy is a great guy, and as Iggy alluded to earlier, he attends all the events. He was at Gobble Bowl, and he's also a fantastic financial advisor for Edward Jones. So if your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call Matt Ehrenreich, conveniently located at 191 Watson Plaza, across the street from Crestwood Bowl. His number is 314-965-0374. Matt and his team are anxious to find solutions for your retirement needs. So don't delay and call Matt. He's kind of become the official financial advisor of the Morning After and the Morning After fan page. He's got a lot of leads off of his his reads here. And now he's a great friend to us.
He probably gets quite a few leads of people coming out of Crestwood Bowl.
Sure.
Because he's right across the street there. They bowl a line or two. They go, I guess I'm not going to make it on the PBA tour. Maybe I'll invest my money some other way. And they go into his office, and sure enough, they're on their way to financial independence.
If I'm a salesperson for Inside STL, I go in to pitch a guy, here's what I say. Reads equals leads.
And you do it with a smug look on your face, too.
Equals leads. And then I got a little whiteboard, and I go, A, B, C. Always be closing. Always be closing.
How much you want? And you say, do you want the deluxe package?
And then here's another thing when you're a salesman. You go, how many can I put you for down for today? Today, what would it take to get you into these live reads?
Right. You know how to overcome objectives, overcome obstacles.
Because most people say, I don't know, let me think about it. I'll call you tomorrow. Then they never call.
Yeah, but that I don't.
So that's
always
why
be closed.
Today is a key word there.
And this guy, Matthew Ehrenreich, I was talking about this. This guy's a worker because he has to sometimes at the beginning when you're starting off, you have to go door to door. Door to door and just knock on doors.
I've had those guys at my door.
And say, let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The leads he gets off the Morning After, it's like straight cash, homie.
What do they say? Reads equals leads.
Now, how much can I put you down for
today?
Right now.
Coffee is for closers.
I'm talking right now.
Right. How's your text line? Because mine is stuck on a picture of Doug that I don't
like. In a diaper, yeah.
Who is that?
See, I don't want to be coming across as like this square, because I'm fine with I love the witty texts, but usually you can't even scroll through, and then
it freezes
again,
on the worst possible one.
It's usually a picture of Doug's head photoshopped on a giant man baby.
Who
in a
was
diaper.
It? Who is it?
Dr. Doggy style.
Okay, doctor, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 4 days' time because that stuff is not funny and hasn't been for the last 8 years.
But I wasn't even going to say the subject matter. Charlie did. I just said it was frozen. The text line is frozen on a picture I'd rather not be looking at.
All right.
Have we played any swoop sound yet today? I know we had some audio. I don't know what we played or not. I had to go out and make a phone call.
They're really long here. I have so many liveries, but we can definitely play some swoops.
Only because Danny Mac was on there talking about Dotem, I believe.
Plowsy, we got three Swopes picks clips. How about the first one? Danny Mac on calling the Timber fake fight. Clip 6.
Well, again, I've agreed to do it pending negotiations. You know, you think about some of the things that you have a chance to do in your career, and this is one that goes to the top of the list. And as long as my people can work it out with those people that are putting on the event, I certainly think that there's a good chance that I would do that. Having the chance to work side by side with Iggy would be really a dream come true for me. And some of the others, I think, that we would bring on the air to enhance the event.
Larry Nickel.
But again, of course, Larry Nickel. Of course. Come on, Buck, you know better than that.
Well, I was just going to drop him. I think he's definitely part of that group.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's a given. And to be with those two, describing the action, you know, you think about some of the events that you've been able to call in your life, you know, and to me, you know, the Matt Holliday home run this last year and his potential last at bat in St. Louis was great. You get the chance to call, you know, some of the clinchers for the team to win a division, and we've had a bunch of those, as you well know, being a St. Louis native. That obviously means a lot to me. And to have this opportunity potentially presented in front of me is something I don't take lightly. And, you know, if I have a chance to be a part of this and blessed enough that they would ask me to be a part of it, certainly I have to take a hard look at it. But again, nothing is signed. Nothing is concrete. My people have to get with their people. I'm just not sure who my people are yet.
It's a very comprehensive answer.
So it's not been done yet. Not been done yet.
Pat Parrish is part of his negotiating team.
Parrish probably wants the gig.
It sounds to me, though, like Danny Mac, and he's a smart guy, he's holding out for more cash.
Danny is not about the money. He just wants to make sure that he's given the ability to be the best that he can be. He's all about doing the event properly.
I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, it's not a.
But they can do it. They can do without me. If I say I want money, you're just Iggy, you're out. That's simple as that.
At least you know that.
I know that. Yes. So I don't ask for money.
Hey, michaelsflooringoutlet.com, Doug.
Yeah.
It's now open in Darden Prairie.
What do they do exactly?
Well, they do flooring.
Okay.
From an outlet type.
Any particular type of flooring that?
All different types.
Because one thing I have in my house.
How about
floors?
A nice linoleum.
I've got a room for linoleum. Sure, in the laundry room.
They will have huge savings on most everything in the store. Come check it out. Check out their Mohawk Smart Strand Silk with DuPont Serona.
Sounds like carpet.
Okay. Or check out their Mohawk Smart Strand Ultra with DuPont Serona. See, it's written twice in the copy because they want me to read it twice.
Okay.
Because that is how important this is.
All right.
This type of flooring. Proper. Serona.
Okay.
Get it.
All right.
Get it now.
When I need carpet, that's where I'm going.
And then look, I mean, seriously, right here. There's about 7 bullet points. 3 of them are in boldface, and it says, we just need to make sure that you are pushing the Mohawk Smart Strand products. That is what they want you to know about. This stuff is awesome. Michael's Flooring Outlet.
That's one of those, I think, where you get a stain on there, it comes right off.
Yeah. michaelsflooringoutlet.com. They have 4 convenient locations in the St. Louis area, St. Charles County, in West County, in North County, and now the new one in Darden Prairie. Check it out. Michael's means local for 20 years, and again, the Mohawk Smart Strand Ultra with DuPont Serona. That's the stuff you got to get. Ask for it, Doug. Your house will be beautiful after that.
Actually, I could use carpeting over like 90% of the house that has it needs to be redone.
Now, do you prefer carpet over hardwood? Because my fiance and I have had this discussion. I grew up in a carpeted home, so I've always been pro carpet.
Yeah.
She is more pro hardwood.
Everything seems to be going to hardwood nowadays. Everybody seems to want hardwood. It's so much easier to clean.
Yeah, but here's the thing. As someone who was blessed enough to have hardwood throughout, it gets dusty and you got to Swiffer it all the time. It's not like no maintenance. Like, carpet, you got to vacuum. You got to take care of hardwood.
I do like getting out of bed and putting my bare feet on carpet, especially this Mohawk Double Serona or Strand
DuPont Serona. It's DuPont Serona.
Mohawk. That would be great. Smart Strand.
Yeah, I like carpet in the bedroom for sure.
I'm with Doug. I like the hardwood in the living room. I have a linoleum. I'm blessed in the living room. But up above in the bedroom.
You have linoleum in the living room?
Yeah.
That's blessed?
Yeah, I'm blessed. And carpet upstairs, and I love carpet in the bedroom.
We get it. You're not homeless, okay?
Not yet. But so I'm a huge carpet guy as well, like Charlie. I grew up carpet everywhere beside the kitchen. So
yeah, if you have pets, hardwood is much easier to take care of.
Oh, I completely agree with that, yes.
Yeah.
I have a sad update, if I may.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted a tweet from Rob Lowe, who's been kind of funny killing the Rams, and he has not responded.
You sent him a direct message?
No.
Are you guys buds?
I tweeted at him. He did favorite a tweet once, so that makes us best friends,
sure.
Right? Yeah. So I just said, sir, big fan. I would like to get your thoughts on the Rams-Dolphins. Nothing.
I don't think he's too happy. In the entertainment capital of the world, the Rams are not a very entertaining football product.
He has said that.
When they lose.
He has said that.
Do you want to reply back? Why don't you tweet at Fiercely Retired and just tell her, I love your work, and you'll get a tweet back.
Who's Fiercely Retired?
Princess Fierce.
What
the hell was that?
You think I'm looking to get
someone to
tweet?
If you just want somebody to tweet you back who's a kind of a celebrity.
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, I wanted Rob Lowe, who I've favorited his tweets because I tell him I've been a fan of Soda Pop for years, and he always has something kind of funny to say about the Rams. I don't even know who you're talking about, so why would I care for them to who is that? Is it some adult star that you like?
Oh, not really.
Not really.
No, she doesn't.
But what does she do?
She just, Google her.
Why did you start whispering?
I almost said something, and I need to stop myself.
I'll tell you what. If you're fiercely retired, you probably have more time to get a good night's sleep, Doug.
But where would you go if you were looking for bedding or something?
Mattress Direct. You wake up the next morning, you feel better, you can take on more. It's just the best you that you can be. How do you get a better night's sleep? That's a great question. The guys at Mattress Direct have products that are designed to help you sleep at the ideal comfort, support, and temperature. And now they even have a smart motion base that tracks your quality of sleep all night long. And you get a report on your cell phone or tablet with overnight and over several nights. It measures your time asleep, your time in deep sleep, as well as your heart rate, respiration rate, to give you personalized information about the way you actually sleep and tips on how you can sleep better. So, Doug, if you have restless leg syndrome.
I don't.
If you get up in the middle of the night and you sleepwalk, maybe you wet the bed. I don't know.
Don't do any of that. I don't know.
I'm not saying you do, but if you did.
What if I'm a normal sleeper? Do they have a product that would help me?
It'll tell you just how normal you are.
Okay.
All right. You check them out. Mattress Direct, STL, mattressdirect.com. It's STL because they're from here. You can find them online or call 314-4-DIRECT to get your Mattress Direct. Kat, your thoughts?
I'm all for Mattress Direct. They give you a great deal on mattresses, and you need a good mattress to get a good night's sleep, Doug.
Well, I've said that for years. The one thing you need to sleep is a mattress, and you need what kind of mattress? A good mattress, and that'll help you with the restless leg and apparently with the sleepwalking and with the going pee-pee in the bed, too. Apparently, Charlie says it helps with all that.
Could you imagine?
So, yes, I'm in favor of this place.
Think about your life. Think about your life on Christmas morning. If you were able to roll out of a Mattress Direct bed and put your feet onto a Mohawk Silk Strand DuPont Serona piece of flooring.
Right, and then go down in the kitchen and grab a piece of Bertarelli cutlery and put something in the oven from Appliance Discounters.
I'll tell you what, that's the American dream.
Yeah,
and all the while walking in that nice carpet from Michael's Flooring as you get in. Oh,
right. With the hardwood, I found myself, I wear slippers now, like a total old.
I love slippers, always have. That's there's nothing wrong with that. It's not an old person thing. It's comfort.
It is comfort.
Especially if you have to go outside, like to get the paper or walk the dog real quick or something. Yeah. You got to have slippers.
Slippers are an underrated treat.
Oh, yeah. I need good, solid, firm slippers.
On a Sunday night, like last night, as I'm taking out the garbage and the recyclables to the front of the house, I had slippers on. And it wasn't rainy or anything, so I could go to the garage, get my couple bins there, roll them out in my slippers.
Well, you don't walk barefoot. You'll step on something.
Do you wear shoes in the house? Do you wear slippers in the house?
I've worn slippers in the house, yeah.
I never wear shoes inside.
Slippers in the house. There are no shoes in my house.
I've heard people my wife's do that. Rule. They tell anybody, any guest, they have to take their shoes off.
I'm fine with that.
Is that what you have?
If you have nice carpeting?
That's the same rule you have?
Unless we have like a dinner
party. Nobody can wear their shoes. Adults even. The neighbor comes over. You tell them to take their shoes off?
Yeah.
Even though you got hardwood?
Yeah.
Well, sounds like Doug's never.
She runs a tight ship.
I got news for you.
Doug's never been to your house.
There are. He has not. There are several bosses in my house, and I am at the bottom. So I just do what I'm told.
Well, I think most married men are at the bottom.
As we should be.
If mom's not happy, nobody's happy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But I was in a house once before where they made everybody take their shoes off, and I guess it works great for keeping the place clean, but I would think if it's mostly
It also
hardwood.
Does wonders, too, if you feel like you're going to be investigated by the FBI or CIA. We've caught 3 or 4 people with tape recorders taped to their legs in our house. Yeah.
You just hope that you don't have a hole in your socks or something.
You have some informants in there?
Yeah.
You know, you can go to Gateway Buick GMC, Doug. You can wear shoes. You can wear slippers. I bet you... If you buy a car from them, they wouldn't care if you came in barefoot.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case, yeah.
They have over 20 different vehicles in their pre-owned selection that are under 10,000 smackaroos. That's right, folks. Gateway Buick GMC not only has new vehicles, but they have a wide range of pre-owned inventory that you can drive away in for under 10,000 bucks, buckaroos, right now. Call 888-865-9419 today. Doug, I'm going to say it again so you can write it down.
All right.
888-865-9419. That's Gateway Buick GMC. They sponsor the studio.
You probably want to get in your new Buick and go over to Basile Landscaping, pick up a potted plant on your way out to Hidden Valley to do some skiing.
See, you keep... Now, I think all the sponsors are very happy that you keep bringing them up, but it would help me if you brought up the new ones that I haven't read yet.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't like, see them, though. We
like, you just keep,
see the list.
You just keep reading
see,
the ones I've already
like
done.
It looks like you've done everything at this point.
No, we have DraftKings, we have Hot Shots, and we have Lumitact. And then, of course, we have Lions Choice for the handoff.
Well, Hot Shots is our friends because we do live shows there, and they sponsor the Hot Take Bell.
They also have hockey nights, though, on Tuesdays. Hot Shots does.
And they also sell the great Anheuser-Busch products. That is the official beer of this.
This Tuesday night, what a night to have hockey night because the Blues will be in Boston where they reunite with their old friend David Backes.
Now, why would you laugh when you said that?
Because it's a reunion. You're always supposed
to. You have to laugh about it?
Yeah.
How's Backes doing? He got off to a big start, but he hadn't scored much lately.
Wasn't he injured?
I don't know.
He had the 2-goal game to start.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up.
Okay.
We'll get our researchers on it. But Hot Shots has the Tuesday night hockey nights. You can come by and watch the Blues, have a beverage, and enter to win Blues tickets. Sounds like a winner to me. Hot Shots is St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time, and a proud home for Blues fans for over 25 years. Enjoy the following specials during all St. Louis Blues games. We're talking Bud Family specials, Jack Daniels, Long Island's, Blues Bombs, Blues Sampler appetizers for $6.95. And then every Tuesday, Doug. So what's this Tuesday? It's November 22nd. That's Hot Shots O'Fallon, Illinois. The following, I guess they're going to skip one for the holidays, but you have December 6th in Wentzville. So every Tuesday, you can check out the Blues game.
And you go to Hot Shots, you check out the Blues game, you have your Bud Light, and you sit around and you say, hey, this Lumitac, this is really helping my life. Lumitac is something that I've needed for a long time.
Please,
and I don't know where
tell us more.
I don't know where it's been my whole life, but the one thing that I have needed, and I appreciate this conversation here on the Barstool and Hot Shots, is a little more Lumitac in my life.
And what exactly is Lumitac?
Well, I think we all know. I don't want to insult anyone.
Hold on.
A day without Lumitac is like a day without sunshine, quite frankly. You think you're living great, but you don't have any Lumitac in your life. Yeah. You're not living to the fullest.
It's what I would call a difference maker.
Charlie, why don't you find the page and tell us?
It's funny
what
you
we're
say
missing.
That. It's funny you say that because, hey, Blues fans, do you want to be part of a fast-growing company that fattens your wallet with enough cash money to watch your favorite teams play?
Well, the answer is yes.
Buy more beer at the game. Treat your lady friends to a good time. You need to check out a company called Lumitac by visiting 636hireme.com. That's 636hireme.com. Lumitac is located in St. Chuck and are known to pay for performance. Fire your boss today and visit Lumitact by going to 636hireme.com. That's 636hireme.com. Wouldn't you love to just fire your boss?
McKernan?
I could walk right up to Martin Kilcoyne and I say, Martin, you fired.
and I'm building a wall.
And I'm building a wall.
Yeah, and Martin's going to pay for it.
I'm going to make Channel 4 pay for it.
Yeah, we're not paying.
All that money you make from Lumitech, you can go sit down at a computer and start playing some fantasy football.
That's so true. DraftKings. Promo code quarterback.
Oh, DraftKings is where you do that. Yeah.
Check them out. Seriously, every
week. I like my bosses, though. Like, I like my bosses at Fox. I like my bosses here, Tim. I don't want to ever fire my bosses. Doug, do you like your bosses?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
For the sake of the read, I was just kind of playing along.
I haven't always liked my bosses, but I sure do now.
What do you got against Martin Kilcoin?
Who's your least favorite boss?
Sean McLaughlin was my least favorite boss.
I remember him.
He was news director from Hill that we had for a while.
He wasn't a big sports fan, eh?
No, he wasn't. It wasn't just about sports.
What about Martin? Is he a good boss? Seems like he'd be
Martin's
a good
fantastic.
Boss.
Martin's not only a boss, he's a friend.
He's a good dude.
Like, for example, Martin has had me over to his house several times over the years for holidays, for parties and such.
Mm-hmm.
And from going over these libraries, it seems like nobody here ever invites anybody else to their house to check out their Linoleum flooring.
I've been to Marty's house a couple of times, too. We have to get Marty here.
We should.
He was here and didn't like it and left. He was here, didn't like it, left.
He didn't like one person.
Who?
Same person I don't like.
Who?
Barrett.
All right, well, he's not here anymore.
No, so he would like it back here.
You think he'd like to come back?
I don't know. But Charlie sees him every day.
He's got a bigger show than this.
Is there possible to even have a bigger show than this?
Yeah, almost each and every show is bigger.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, we got a million people.
What about better?
Well, I don't know. It probably is not as vile.
What's going on back there? Frank comes in, Hoffman's here, and they're like, get out, Seymour.
They're doing an interview.
Get out.
They're taping an interview.
Well, tape it around our show. Seymour belongs in there. That's not right.
Okay.
That's not right. You tape your interview elsewhere, mister. That's our booth. Until our show is over.
There is no elsewhere. Focused. There is no elsewhere here. That's the only one.
Who do you think he's interviewing right now?
A sports guest.
I'm going to say...
He's really fired up. He has a hot take on the Rams, I think. Is there any way that we can like patch in live?
And just take it so we don't have to talk.
Interview that he's taping that he'll play later in the day?
We can, but I'm going to choose not to.
Yeah, good plan, Plowsy.
Can we do this just to have some fun with him, though? Seriously. Because this is taped. You can edit it, right? How about you patch us in and we interrupt his taped interview?
No.
And then to see how he handles it.
That would be unprofessional.
He'd be hopping
there. If I knew the guest, maybe.
We can tape it. We can edit that out for the actual broadcast. See, look, he's looking at us now, and he does not know.
If it was like a Gabe, maybe, but I have a feeling if more national, since he is pre-recording, the person probably has a
Hoffman,
busy
who's
schedule.
He talking to right now?
He might be interviewing Ernie Conwell right now as we speak.
Well, either way, once Frank's show comes on, it's brought to you by Lion's Choice, and that's a fantastic place. They have all kinds of great sandwiches and such.
They got the
curly fries.
They don't have
there.
Two. They don't have tuna fish sandwiches there. They do not.
I bet you though, if you brought in your own tuna and you said, "Could I get a couple of the?
Can I have a bun?
Buns,
can I have a bun, please?"
They'd probably put it together for you.
They would certainly sell
it's
you
like,
the bun.
It's like when you go to a restaurant, you bring your own bottle of wine. They have the corking fee. It's similar, I'm guessing.
What do they charge for a corking fee?
Isn't it usually about $10
to open the bottle of wine?
Isn't that about right?
I've never done that.
I don't bring my own.
I'm not a wine person, but I've seen that happen.
15 at most places, I do believe.
Do you really bring your own wine?
No, I've seen it, and I think it's good for both parties. If you want to bring your own bottle of wine that you know the point doesn't provide, do so. And the place shouldn't have to serve somebody else's wine from home without you know profiting off of it. So I think
how hard would
both.
It be to smuggle in your own corkscrew and just open the thing yourself?
I think it'd be really hard for your waitress not to see a big bottle of wine that you did not pay for.
I don't know enough about wine to not like whatever they're serving. There are times where you have to go through the motions like you know what you're doing, but I'm not that advanced with my wine.
Whatever.
I
say,
like
what
a
do
little
you want?
Red wine now and then.
Okay, just bring me wine.
On the wine topic, I do have a great documentary I found on Netflix. It's a 5-star rating as well.
The Inconvenient Truth.
You have a lot of downtime.
I really did this weekend. I did nothing. Sour Grapes is what it's called. And it's an amazing documentary about that guy who made hundreds of millions of dollars off selling fake wine. Like as far as like fake labels and they're supposed to be the vintage, you know, the collector. It is fantastic. This guy is a genius.
People would drink this wine that was very ordinary and say, oh, that's fantastic.
There's this entrepreneur who
certainly worth $800 a bottle.
Has $4 million of fake wine in his cellar.
Nice.
It's
funny you mentioned that because my future in-laws here, we were talking about this last night. They went to a wine party, they said, where that was kind of the theme of the party. Everybody brought one cheap bottle, like under $10, and then other people brought a more expensive bottle that was like above $60. And then they all did tastings without knowing, and nobody could tell which one was from Walgreens and which one was the nice $150 bottle that somebody, you know,
right.
opened.
That's most people. Not right. Some people are experts in that.
But this guy was such a genius that he would mix, like, he has such a wine palate.
Why don't we do that?
That he kind of knew that.
Let's cheat people?
No, let's just come up with our own little label and we'll say it's
no, he did it beyond the label. He was a mad scientist. He actually, like, had wines in his head that he thought would create that wine that would taste like a 1947, and he did it to a T. This guy was a genius. Eventually got caught, obviously.
Some of it have done that, a similar thing with bottled water. You know, you buy a plastic bottle and
Dasani
you put...
was huge on that.
Yeah, one of them was using Columbus, Ohio Dasani, tap water.
That's good water, though.
Just Columbus, Ohio, and they call it like a mountain fresh stream.
Irish water. Spring.
Yeah, and people just bought into it hook, line, and sinker.
Well, if you put a cake bread in front of me and you put an Ernest and Giulio Gallo in front of me, I will tell you which is which.
Okay, don't be the wine snob.
What if we create our own label, we'll call it the Vaughn Vintage, and we'll have several offsprings with a picture of you holding some grapes?
Yeah.
We'll call it the Vaughn Vintage.
Okay.
Hey, I'll what if we did?
We'll just get the cheapest darn
wine
we can.
And we'll split it 60-40.
Yeah, okay.
And then what if we did the email of the day?
All right. Like right now?
Plowsy?
Correct.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Sea Monster, where are you at? Seamaster doesn't even care about the show anymore.
Well, he was kicked out.
He just
out.
Checks out.
He was kicked out.
So I don't know if they're good, bad, or in between, but I'll try my best.
He was kicked out by these guys.
Morning, guys. I just got my mittens on a Los Angeles Rams media guide, and I found an interesting excerpt on the first page. Los Angeles Rams, a team that's very young, very boring, and like St. Louis sports reporter Doug Vaughn is known for bending over and taking it from the competition.
No. Who was it? Who was it, Chuck?
Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster of Tower Grove South has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Strong start.
Thanks, Llewellyns.
Guys, Plops here. I wanted to let Doug know my family received his Christmas card over the weekend. For those in the listening audience who weren't blessed enough to get one, I'll describe it for you. It's an 8x10 glossy that came in a padded envelope. The picture is Doug standing in a high-waisted blue teaback and Crocs on the banks of the Merrimack River. The waves generated by some passing Hoosier on a Sea-Doo are ever so gently kissing his ankles like a sleepy puppy. He's showing off his new tattoo, which is really the focal point of the card. Really big. What's that? Oh, the focal point of the card, really big and bold, across his lower stomach, it says, "Welcome to the jungle." So that's a tattoo on your stomach. Okay. With an arrow pointing down at what he likes to call the wild huzza. He's got a look on his face in the picture that kind of says, "Yeah, I've done some shocking things for a dollar, and I've made peace with myself." Also, inside the envelope were a loose handful of Werther's original candies. And a little note that says, "Suck on these." An all-around tasteful yet elegant holiday treat. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Misty Plops.
Okay.
I thought that was funny.
Personally. Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Hey, fellas. Hold on a second. Excuse me. Hey, fellas. Wow, what a show today. It honestly made me want to claw my eyes out, be waterboarded in bleach while getting spanked by Doug. He, of course, would be yelling, "Who is your daddy, you dirty liberal Twinkie?" And I would have to, of course, reply, "Trump, sir. Trump is my daddy." Crying, "Please, Doug, don't give me the man hose again. I will be a good boy." Thanks, Soulard Twink Boy, who camps with cucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Soulard Twink Boy who camps with cucks.
Any good ones in there?
I mean, what do you want me to do? I just read them. I don't read these beforehand. I don't know if they're good or bad. When I'm halfway through, I feel like I have to finish. "Hurry, Dad. Family will be here soon," yelled a spry Doug Vaughn Jr. as he put the finishing touches on the Thanksgiving banquet table. Guests began to file in as the smell of the Thanksgiving feast wafted in the air. "Please take your seats. Bienvenue. From the Vaughn family," said Dougie Jr. in a beret as he happily took his seat. The lights dimmed as the dining room doors opened slowly. Mm-hmm. A shadowy Doug emerged carrying a silver serving platter. But what's this? What was he wearing? It appeared he had hollowed out a 500-pound tuna and slipped his nude oil, his nude, old, wrinkly body inside of it. His head came out the mouth, and his bare feet stuck out by the slimy tail. In the serving dish was a smoked tuna with a can of Starkist in its mouth. Then the guests...
You really can't read this without breaking up.
Then the guests began to notice.
Yeah.
Tuna stuffing and candied tuna, brown tuna gravy and mashed potuna, tuna merlot, and the dessert of desserts, tuna pot pie, Dougie Jr. began to salivate. The guests also noticed their chairs and silverware.
How long is the email?
The guests also noticed their chairs and silverware were made of tuna bone. They began to get up and leave in disgust, but were blocked at the door by Tuna Fish Vaughn. "Oh, you aren't going anywhere!" "Mwahahaha!" said Tuna Fish Vaughn, and he licked the tuna blood from his fillet knife. To be continued. Mm-hmm. Yellowfin Cuffy. Wow, I can't wait to see how that ends.
Yo. Yellowfin Cucky.
Mom.
Yellowfin.
Mom, we never wash our belts, but they are the first thing we touch after wiping...
Don't have to read it. Who was it?
A Latino man, 559. Think about it.
Latino man, 559, suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Man, how about that first hour, huh? Pretty good stuff, huh? We want to bring that back? There were multiple times where all three of you were talking, and I found it very amusing, but none more when the Cat and Iggy were having a blues conversation while Doug and Charlie were yelling. Well, Doug was yelling about Cubans being Democrats. Yeah, that was pretty good stuff. Doug, I bet the Cubans from Miami, Dada, and Broward County would have showed up to Iggy's event on Sunday. Why do you hate charity? Iggy hooked me up with a signed Longo hat. Thanks again, Iggy. Tawny and I had a lot of fun. He says, suck it, Doug. White collar gangsta.
White collar.
That wasn't a
gangsta.
Holiday type
no.
Email.
He's vile.
He is a good guy, though.
He is not.
I like him.
Why hey, would Doug? You say he's a good guy? You read some of the stuff he writes? That makes him a good guy?
He's nice to me.
He's nice to me also.
Well, then say that.
I just did.
White collar gangster.
Hey, Doug, you know what I did this weekend? I put a yellow wig on a peanut, called it a legume blonde.
Legume.
Legume blonde. Sorry. Matt, who bowls at Hank's? Kind of a little joke there.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's?
We'll play on words.
Any good ones?
I got two left. Oh, no, let's not read them. That's good. What you got?
I'm going to go with Cucky because it did make me laugh.
I didn't have any check marks by any of them. Not one. So my pen ran out of ink, too. So I won't vote. I didn't have a check mark by any of them.
I don't think this was a very good bunch. Plowsy, what do you think? I think it was Cucky, to be honest with you. But I know I'm biased on Cucky because I just think they're funny.
I thought Cucky, but Misty also was really good with the Werther's candy and the note. But I'm going to go Cucky as well.
Of course
well.
You will.
Yeah. Dag nabbit,
Lucas! Cucky's the winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right, good show, boys. And then tomorrow I'll be back. And what, Wednesday, I think, what, Eric Messersmith will be in with y'all, I believe?
I'm not in.
Oh, you're not?
No.
So who's Wednesday? Doug O.J. Jr.?
I think I'm off, too.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Getting ready for the Thanksgiving
holiday.
Are you
here, Plowsy?
I will be here.
Well, all right.
So we'll definitely...
I was kidding. I'll be here.
Okay, it'll be me, Iggy. I think Jay Jr. will as well.
Nice. Remember to go to DraftKings, promo code QUARTERBACK, to play... for free, your first time, and get in the game. 300 people on the fan page play almost every single week. It's a good time. And this show was a good time.
It was, except for the first hour. With the second and third were.
No. That was only a few minutes.
We never even really broke down the Blues.
Well, they're having a good run here.
3-0 at home.
Yeah. We'll talk more about the Blues tomorrow and a lot of other things on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So thank you to Plowsy and to Sea Monster and to Iggy. And to Doug and the Cat, I'm Charlie filling in for Tim on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC studio on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com. Frank Cusimano and the Press Box, they're up next.